Joining me live over the phone is Executive Director Lexi Weber. And Lexi also joined with Tina Crowther, the director of the upcoming Summer Children's Theater again this year. And we'll talk about that. But Lexi, I think we better start off with you first to talk about some other events happening with the Star Valley Arts Council, beginning with the Still Life Painting Workshop, which is actually this weekend. Tell us about it.
Yes, we just want to remind everyone, because this is the last chance to join this workshop, it is tomorrow and Saturday. It is going to be hosted in the Star Valley Ranch Town Hall building. We want to include as many Lower Valley people in this one as possible. Our first one was really successful, and so we wanted to just continue and follow it up with one immediately because people are excited to learn, you know. This workshop will go from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock both days. Break for lunch. You can go do whatever you want at that time. The cost is $250. You can register on the website.
Lexi, this is something we've talked about a couple of times. You mentioned the success of the last one. You have a really good artist that comes in and does some great group and also great one-on-one training and instruction for this.
Yes, he is so great. He just has a really great way of teaching that helps people understand what they're missing. He travels around and does a lot of workshops, and we're really lucky because he has a special interest in Star Valley and wanting to grow our program. And so he charges a lot less when he comes here than he charges anywhere else that he goes. And I want people to know that and take part in this awesome opportunity.
Excellent. So remind us again, limited openings, right? So remind us again how people register and get involved.
Yes, you can find all the information on our website, starvalleyarts.org. The registration and payment is on there as well. And then as soon as you register, you'll get an email with all of the extra information you'll need, supplies to bring, and the address and those kind of things.
Excellent. So that again happening this weekend at Star Valley Ranch with that Still Life Painting Workshop. Lexi Weber on the phone today, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Tina Crowther also joining us today. Tina's helping direct once again this year's Children's Summer Theater with the Star Valley Arts Council. Tina, good morning. It was recently announced this year's production, the play, and I got to say, I really like it. Remind us what's happening this summer with the Children's Theater.
Good morning, Duke, and we are doing Seussical, the musical. It is so fun. It's Dr. Seuss stories all merged together in a musical, and it's exactly what you would picture. It's colorful, it's bright, and it's so fun.
Excellent. I love this show because it is put together with the kids, and I think it just fits perfectly with what this production has been. So give us maybe some of the logistics, Tina, on auditions and what's involved and everything like that as we head into this time of year.
Okay, yeah. Auditions is super laid back. So we're going to do it on June 5th. That's a Wednesday, and it'll just be in the afternoon at the Ford Theater, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. They can show up anytime during that window. I will say people start to show up even before one, and it's kind of first come, first serve. So when you get there, they'll sign up on a sheet, and we'll put you in order. And then you come in and you sing us a little song on the stage or even in front of the stage if they're feeling a little shy. And we'll probably, instead of have them share a poem, we'll have some Dr. Seuss books, and they'll just pick a little couple stanzas of a Dr. Seuss book and read that to us in a fun way, you know, just show what they can do. So it's super easy, laid back. We'll find out the next day what parts they get, and everybody gets in. That's a big part of it. Everybody who comes to join us will get in the play, and they get to participate.
That's so cool. I love it. And for those that do participate, what is the rehearsal schedule? What kind of commitment is there?
Okay, so it is a big commitment, but it's only for a few weeks. It's for the month of June. We'll start the Friday, June 7th. And then we'll have Friday, Saturday, and then Monday through Saturday for the next 3 weeks. So it's every single day except Sunday. And we're going to have rehearsals from 10 to noon this year, every single day, Monday through Saturday, until the last week of June when our performances are on the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Perfect. And, of course, all that happens at the Ford Theater. As you mentioned, the auditions, the rehearsals, the performances, all at the Ford Theater. Tina, of course, it is a youth production. So tell us the ages that you're looking for here.
Yep, we have open to ages 6 through 16. So, you know, pretty much those who are in kindergarten or have learned how to participate in a group like this and then up to age 16. Mostly we're trying to give those who haven't had another opportunity, like the High School Musical, to participate. However, if you have been in the High School Musical and you still fit within our age group, we'd love to have you. Yes. You know, that doesn't stop you. But it's for those who don't necessarily have that chance also, the younger kids, and everybody really has a fun time with it.
Is there any sort of financial commitment, or can kids just participate with no cost?
There is this year. So we started out, it was free the first year, and then we realized in order to keep this program going, we're going to have to charge a little bit. And, you know, it's kind of like the other activity that Lexi was talking about, the painting lessons, painting opportunity. It's a lot cheaper than it would be anywhere else. So we're going to charge $75 per child. However, if there's more in a family, so if you have two or three, the first one is $75 and the second or third or whatever are only $50 after that. And right. That's for this entire, you know, if you add up the hours and the opportunity and stuff, it really is a very economical opportunity for them.
Absolutely. Without question. And Tina, you mentioned this is the third year that you've been running the Children's Theater. What a great opportunity for kids. As you've been on it at the ground floor level since day one. I mean, talk to the experience that you try and provide for these kids.
Oh, you know, it's just so fun. They just have a lot of fun. And that's not all they do. It's a lot of hard work. I've read studies that show that kids who are involved in drama and theater really gain a lot of self-confidence by participating in these things. And I've seen that with a lot of these kids. We've had some who've been here both years so far, and I'm hoping they'll come back for a third year. But yeah, they work really hard. So Sisical is an interesting play because it has mostly music. It does not have a lot of speaking parts, which will be good for our lead characters. It won't be as much for them to memorize in such a short time. But it's so fun. They get to learn some harmonies, you know, singing, and they get to do the costumes. And we have kids backstage helping with all of the tech stuff. We have kids that do the sound and lights. It's all run by kids, and it's just such a unique opportunity for them.
So cool. That's Tina Crowther, director of the Summer Children's Theater of Seussical Junior. Auditions on the 5th of June at the Afton Ford Theater. Of course, Lexi Weber, director of the Star Valley Arts Council, also on the call today. Lexi, tell us about the donation drive that's being held to help support the Children's Theater.
Yes, the Children's Summer Theater Camp is such a well-loved and well-received program in the community, but it's really expensive to run. And so our goal for this program has always been to have it be as affordable as possible for all the participants. But in order to do that, we're always looking for community sponsors to help. And this year, we've been really fortunate to have a community business step forward and offer up to $4,000 as a match for any other funds that we can raise. So meaning if we can bring in $2,000, then this business will also give $2,000. If we bring in $4,000, they will give $4,000. So, of course, we're trying to get as close to that $4,000 as possible. And these funds will make a significant difference in that program. So on Monday, the 22nd, we're starting a fundraising drive to spread the word to the community about this opportunity and to find the right people, the right businesses that are willing and able to donate.
That's very good. That's great. The first business, the business that wants to do the $4,000 match, can you tell us who that is, or do they want to stay anonymous?
I think for now they want to stay anonymous.
Okay. So you'll be going around and contacting businesses with this opportunity to help out the theater. Anything else we need to know about the drive that you'll be doing with that?
Yeah, we're doing it via social media mostly, and so we're going to have a link to just make it really easy. It's not just for businesses, it's any for any community members that feel like they are able to help. Just a link to our website. We've got a donate page. It makes it really easy. We also have a Venmo option. We're just hoping we can find the right people who are interested in helping.
Excellent. That, again, is Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, Lexi Weber. That drive will begin next week. Tina Crowther, Director of the Children's Theater, and Seussical Junior, this year's production, auditions early June, and we'll get things rolling. Lexi, Tina, anything we missed about Seussical Junior or the Arts Council in general that we need to mention today?
That's it from me.
I think for the play, I would just add, if any kids are feeling a little timid about auditioning, but want to do it, just come anyway. Come talk to us. Come let us know you'd like to be involved, and we can find a spot for everybody who wants to.
Absolutely. Love it. That's Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, and Tina Crowther, Director of Seussical Junior. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI Radio.